Blessed Sabbath to all the dear brethren. I hope everyone is warm in this really frigid weather. And we want to welcome all the dear souls that are listening on the phone, on the radio, and also on the recording on a later date. On this Blessed Sabbath, February 21st, 2015, this is lesson 116. We are in chapter 24. Entitled, Is Not This the Carpenter's Son? Part 3. And before we begin our study, we would like to open with a scripture song taken from the book of Jude.
Now unto him that is able to keep, able to keep you from calling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty.
Praise the Lord. That was taken from the book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 24 to 25. If any one of the dear family would like to have opening prayer, bubble up.
If we could all bow our heads and our hearts and kneel before God as far as possible. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your precious name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for keeping us safely through another night. Thank you for giving us the opportunity for partaking in another blessed Sabbath. Thank you for the families coming together and being together to learn of you together in unity, dear Father God, I pray. Lord, I pray that you forgive us for all our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, anything that we have done in this body. I pray that you open up our hearts today and our minds and our ears and send your Holy Spirit down so that we can have spiritual discernment, dear Father God, of your words, so that we may understand it and not just hear it, but partake of it and share it with others. I pray that you be with all the speakers today and bless all the lessons, the heavenly food that we are going to receive. Let it be a nourishment to our hearts and our minds. I pray, Lord, that you bless each and every one of us that are here today. Bless all that are listening on the phones and all will be listening at a later time. And for the brethren that are not here, dear Father God, I pray that you bless them wherever they are. Keep them safe and sound until we can all meet again by your grace and mercy. Thank you for all that you have done for us and all that you will continue to do. In no other name but Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We will begin with opening scripture as taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, second verse, and it's from the King James Version, and it reads, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn it. This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 3 in our lesson entitled, Is Not This the Carpenter's Son? Of our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah, blah, blah.
Micah 7:18. Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. Luke 4:29. And rose up and thrust him out of the city, and led him unto the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong.
Luke chapter 4, verse 30. But he passed through the midst of them, went his way.
Luke chapter 4, verse 31. And came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. Luke chapter 4, verse 32. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his words was with power. Amen.
God bless it, everyone. Psalms 91:9. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Psalms 91:10. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh unto thy dwelling. Psalm 91:11. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. Psalm 91:12. They shall bear thee up in their hands, unless thou dash thy foot against a stone. This is the word of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Today, dear ones, we will cover pages 239 through 241. Welcome to all the dear family that are coming in. We are still in Desire of Ages. This is page 239. Bubba love.
Desire of Ages, page 239. The words of Jesus to his hearers in the synagogue struck the root of their self-righteousness, pressing home upon them the bitter truth that they had departed from God and forfeited their claim to be his people. Every word cut like a knife as their real condition was set before them. They now scorned the faith with which Jesus had at first inspired them. They would not admit that he who had sprung from poverty and lowliness was other than a common man. Desire of Ages, page 239, paragraph 3.
Desire of Ages, page 239. Their unbelief bred
malice.
Malice Satan controlled them, and in wrath they cried out against the Savior. They had turned from him whose mission it was to lead, to heal and restore. Now they manifested the attributes of the destroyer. Desire of Ages, 239:4.
Paragraph 4.
When Jesus referred to the blessing given to the Gentiles, the fierce national pride of his hearers were aroused, and his words were drowned in a tomb.
Amen. Well done, dear ones. Question, boys and girls, where did the words of Jesus strike his hearers in the synagogue? And how did it feel? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
That is, it struck at the root of their self-righteousness, pressing home upon them the bitter truth that they had departed from God and forfeited their claim to be his people. And every word cut like a knife as their real condition was set before them.
Amen. Desire of Ages, page 240. These people had prided themselves on keeping the law, but now that their prejudices were offended, they were ready to commit murder. The assembly broke up, and laying hands upon Jesus, they thrust him from the synagogue and out of the city. All seemed eager for his destruction. They hurried him to the brow of the precipice, intending to cast him down headlong. Shouts and maledictions filled the air. Some were casting stones at him, when suddenly he disappeared from among them. The heavenly messengers who had been by his side in the synagogue were with him in the midst of that maddened throng. They shut him in from his enemies and conducted him to a place of safety. Desire of Ages, page 240, paragraph 1. So angels protected Lot and led him out safely from the midst of Sodom. So they protected Elisha in the little mountain city when the encircling hills were filled with the horses and chariots of the kings of Syria and the great host of his armed men. And there is a reading on the slide that says, "For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. And that's Psalm 91:11. I think that was a revised version.
Desire of Ages, page 240. Elisha beheld the narrow hill slopes covered with the armies of God, horses and chariots of fire round about the servant of the Lord. Desire of Ages, 240, paragraph 2. So in all ages, angels have been near to Christ's faithful followers. The vast confederacy of evil is arrayed against all who would overcome. But Christ would have us look to the things which are not seen, to the armies of heaven encamped about all who love God to deliver them.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, how did the national pride of the Jewish people responded when Jesus referred to the blessing given to the Gentiles? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
That is, these people prejudiced were offended. They were ready to commit murder. The assembly broke up and laying hands upon Jesus, they thrust him from the synagogue and out of the city.
Amen.
Amen. So let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Isaiah. And is from chapter 42, verses 1 through 4. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome, dear Brother Joel Nahate. We are so glad that...
That is, the heavenly messengers who had been by his side in the synagogue were with him in the midst of that maddened throng.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And he will do the same for all of his followers as well in this time. So let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. That will let us know how faithful the Lord is. And it's also from the book of Psalms. And the verses is verse 9 to 11 and from chapter 143.
Teach me to do thy will, for thou art
Isaiah is page 240. For more dangerous season unseen, we have been preserved through the interposition of the angels. We shall never know. Until the light of eternity, we see the providence of God. When we shall know that the whole family of heaven was interested in the family here, below that the messengers from the throne of God attended our steps from day to day. Desires age space 240 paragraph.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, who have been near to Christ's faithful followers in all ages? And what will Christ have us all look to who will overcome from the vast conspiracy of evil arrayed against us? If you know the answer to this.
The answer is angels, and Christ would have us look to the things which are not seen. The armies of heaven encamped about all who loved God and delivered them.
Desire of Ages, page 240. When Jesus in the synagogue read from the prophecy, he stopped short of the final specification concerning the Messiah's work. Having read the words to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, he omitted the phrase, "and the day of vengeance of our God," Isaiah chapter 61, verse 2. This was just as much truth as was the first of the prophecy, and by his silence, Jesus did not deny the truth. But this last expression was that upon which his hearers delighted to dwell, and which they were desirous of fulfilling. They denounced judgments against the heathen, not discerning that their own guilt was even greater than that of others. They themselves were in the deepest need of the mercy that they were so ready to deny to the heathen. That day in the synagogue, when Jesus stood among them, was their opportunity to accept the call of heaven. He who delighteth in mercy, Micah chapter 7, verse 18, would fain have saved them from the ruin which their sins were inviting. Desire of Ages, page 240, paragraph 4. Not without one more call to repentance could he give them up toward the close of his ministry in Galilee. He again visited the home of his childhood. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What phrase did Jesus omit when he read from the prophecy the words to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is he omitted the phrase, "and the day of the vengeance of our God," Isaiah 61:2. This was just as much truth as was the first of the prophecy, and by his silence, Jesus did not deny the truth.
Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 241. Since his rejection there, the fame of his preaching and his miracles had filled the land. None now could deny that he was possessed more than human power. The people of Nazareth knew that he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by Satan. About them were whole villages where there was not a mote of sickness in any house, for he had passed through them and healed all their sick. The mercy revealed in every act of his life testified to his divine anointing.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And we also want to thank the Lord for passing through all our homes, for we truly had came down with some terrible colds, and we thank God that he did, so we can continue blessing and rejoicing in his name. So let's learn a memory verse through song, dear ones, that teaches us how a child is known by his doing from the book of Proverbs. Chapter 20, verse 11.
Amen.
praise the Lord. And we have come to the ending of the first part of our children's Sabbath school lesson. And this is the second part where all the little ones will be gathered to be able to hear story time. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all his precious little jewels. Our book selection is entitled Sons and Daughters of God.
All right. For the spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. And you'll understand what that verse means as we go down through the story. Shall we consider that we are capable of fashioning our lives and characters to enter into the portals of glory? You know what portals are? Portals are the gates of the New Jerusalem where Jesus lives. We cannot do it. We are dependent every moment upon the Spirit of God operating upon us and upon our children. The Holy Spirit tries to get us to obey God's law. He says, this is the way, walk ye in it. If parents would see a different state of things in their family, let them consecrate themselves wholly, that means completely, to God. And the Lord will devise ways and means whereby the transformation may take place in their households. That means that the Holy Spirit will lead us to serve God, so our lives will be changed to be like Jesus' life. Your compassionate Redeemer is watching you in love and sympathy, ready to hear your prayers and render you the assistance which you need in your life work. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, faith, and charity are the elements of the Christian character. These are the fruits of the Spirit which we are to have, and we are to have them in our lives. These precious graces are the fruits of the Spirit. They are the Christian's crown and shield. A shield is something that gives us protection. And a crown makes us royalty. That's what Jesus wants us to be, is royal, sons and daughters of His. Nothing can give more perfect content and satisfaction. As you receive the Spirit of Christ, you will grow and bring forth fruit. Bringing forth fruit means you will act, speak, and love unselfishly, just like Jesus. Graces of the Spirit will ripen in your character. We will develop all the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and humility, and charity or love. Your faith will increase. Your convictions deepen. You will do things not just because they should be done, but because you want to please Jesus. Your love will be made perfect. More and more, you will reflect the likeness of Christ in all that is pure, noble, and lovely. This fruit can never perish. Perish means die or go away, but will produce after its kind a harvest unto eternal life. When the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. A sickle is a sharp curved knife that used to be used to cut grass or wheat. Now we use a weed eater to cut the lawn, or a weed eater or a lawnmower to cut the grass, and a combine to harvest our wheat. Christ is waiting with longing desire for the manifestation of himself in his church. He wants us to act like him. When the character of Christ is perfectly reproduced in his people.
Amen. And praise the Lord. The mic was so clear. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for this little home church. We have come to the ending of our Sabbath school lesson. Next week, we will end with part 4 of our study entitled, Is Not This the Carpenter's Son? In our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family, little ones, mommies or daddy would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
Could we all bow our head and kneel before her, God? Heavenly Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy most precious name. Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning and guiding us and keeping us and giving us another Sabbath blessing. I pray for all the people in the chat room and pray for everyone who's going to come in later and listen.
Give them an open ear so they can understand and learn more about you. In Jesus' precious name I pray, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Next Sabbath, dear ones, that will be held on February 28, 2015, we will end with our chapter study 24 and with part 4. We hope and pray that all of the families were blessed by the study, and may you all enjoy the activities that was done for the whole family to enjoy and continue the dialogue of how even Christ was actually having the present truth at that very moment, and he withheld what was going to be further in the future. We want to thank each and every one of all the brethren that were here in participation, and those that also participated in putting the study together. We want to say thank you, and may the Lord bless each and everyone and keep everyone warm by God's grace. Sabbath blessing.